You've probably noticed it's getting harder to find information about your school boards or street repairs. That's because dozens of local newsrooms have closed during the pandemic and hundreds more shut down before then. The Colorado Sun is trying to do something about it. The news site has acquired a family-run chain of 24 Colorado newspapers. The Sun has partnered with the National Trust for Local News to run these papers as a public benefit corporation. That means they can make a profit, but focus primarily on serving the public. Larry Rickman is the Sun's editor, and he joins us now. Larry, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
And we're also joined by Elizabeth Hansen Shapiro. She's CEO and co-founder of the National Trust for Local News. Elizabeth, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Larry, I want to spend a few minutes talking to you first. Tell us about these 24 local newspapers in Colorado, why you wanted to acquire and run them.
Well, we're really so excited to partner with the National Trust on this endeavor. Community newspapering is so important. These are the only folks out there who are covering, in many cases, city councils, county commissions, school boards, and it's just absolutely vital to preserve those voices and to serve these communities. So we were thrilled at the opportunity to be able to step in and ensure that these papers go on and continue and thrive and remain in local hands.
24 papers across the entire state, small town, suburbs, that sort of thing?
Mostly in the Denver metro area, suburban newspapers. These are weekly and monthly newspapers.
Well, how close were they to closing?
Well, you know, they really weren't in financial distress. They weren't in a position of closing. But these days, in general, the first folks in line to buy newspapers are hedge funds, and nobody wanted to see that happen. So the owners of these newspapers were looking to move on. They're getting close to retirement age, and they were looking for the next chapter in their lives to begin. So we were thrilled to be able to step in.
You know, I think it's worth noting that you do have some personal experience with this, because in 2018, a hedge fund acquired the Denver Post, where you had been working, and that is what prompted you and other journalists to start the Colorado Sun. Give us a little bit of that history and how it laid the foundation for what you want to do here.
You know, it's sad to see what's happened with hedge funds across the country. So the hedge fund that owns the Denver Post also owns dozens of newspapers around the country, and they've just slashed and cut and laid off staff. The Denver Post, once upon a time, had 307 journalists. Today, it's down around 60 people. And back in 2018, we were ordered to cut another third of the newsroom. And that's when I decided, and a number of others decided, there had to be a better way, that we needed to find a new business model for journalism, that journalism itself wasn't failing, but the old business models were failing. So we set out on our own and created a digital startup, the Colorado Sun.
And your fear would be that something very similar would happen to these 24 local newspapers if left to the hedge funds.
You know, the playbook for hedge funds is sadly all too clear at this point. They come in, they lay off staff, they sell off whatever they can, and they squeeze every last dime out. We felt there was a better way. There was a better opportunity here to keep ownership local. We care about these communities. We live in these communities. We read these newspapers. I've said many times, when journalists are laid off, when newspapers close, it's not the journalists who suffer so much. It's the communities who are left without that voice.
Let's bring in Elizabeth Hansen Shapiro again. She's CEO and co-founder of the National Trust for Local News. Elizabeth, what is the plan here? Do you expect that you can keep these 24 papers operating as physical newspapers and not just digital platforms like The Sun?
It's important for many of these communities to have this paper land on their doorstep every single week. So we're not going to kill off print if it's what the readers want, if it's what the advertisers want. Our goal is to really expand the audience, expand the revenue, figure out ways to take the incredible service that these papers have done and build on them.
I guess the question, though, is how are you going to do this? Elizabeth, you wrote recently for Harvard that 1,800 publications have closed in recent years. What makes you think you can solve this problem of media consolidation? How are you going to pay for it?
What we are doing in putting these papers inside of a public benefit corporation is really changing the equation. So we're not expecting outsized returns from this acquisition. What we want is to continue to invest in the journalism, invest in the service to local businesses. And we believe that there's a real path to sustainability there that looks different from other types of papers that serve bigger communities.
Do you expect that you can make a profit?
we expect that we can keep these sustainable. You know, we're a public benefit corporation because at the heart of it, we want to serve the public. So this is not about outsized return to shareholders. This is about sustainability, low profit, and all of those returns going back to the communities, going back to the newsroom.
Can you keep everyone's job?
We believe we can. And in fact, you know, Larry and I are planning to hire, to build out the newsroom, to build out the business staff, because we see real potential. This is not a slash and burn operation. We're really about building and expanding.
It's also not happening in a vacuum there in Colorado. When I saw this news first breaking recently, I saw on Twitter a journalist in Arizona say, hey, could we do this here where we are? I mean, what kind of model do you think this presents to other places around the country that have also seen so many local papers close?
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of our mission at the National Trust for Local News is to keep local news in local hands. And so Colorado is our first acquisition, but we want to work with other communities and other places to replicate this model, because we really do think when communities come together, when strong journalists, you know, like Larry and the Colorado Sun join arm in arm with us, that we can make a new future for local papers.
Larry, back to you to finish it off. What's a sign of success that you've made this investment, you've made this decision to change the course of journalism there in the state? How do you know it's working?
You know, we will know that it's working by just, you know, continuing to do the great work that these papers are already producing for their communities. You know, I just want to say that none of us accept as inevitable that newspapers are failing and that hedge funds will take over. There is a better way. Communities can step up, and in this case, communities, you know, in partnering with local and national funders can make a difference, and we can find a new way to finance journalism and to, you know, maintain this public service.
Okay. And before I wrap it up here, I just want to make sure I understand the way you plan to finance journalism. Is this the model of selling ads that newspapers traditionally have encountered, or are you going to try something different, go to the community for individual support, that sort of thing?
We have a variety of approaches. I mean, these newspapers already have subscribers. They already have advertisers. But, you know, the point is that we all suffer when journalism goes away. And, you know, what's exciting to me is, you know, people are beginning to realize that. So what we're seeing are people from the community stepping up saying, we want to help, you know, whether that means, you know, as an individual subscriber or maybe as a philanthropist stepping up. There are ways, you know, that we can do this. So it's a combination. It's an all of the above strategy. We need to be creative in these times to find new ways to fund journalism. That's what we're doing.
Larry Rickman, editor of the Colorado Sun, and Elizabeth Hanson Shapiro, CEO of the National Trust for Local News. Both organizations have partnered to acquire and run 24 suburban newspapers in Colorado. Thank you to you both, and good luck to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.